on KLYT. This is ABQ Connect.
Well, we're just a few days away from February 14th, and actually we've been mentioning all kinds of different events that you can be a part of. The Love Bomb fundraiser for Reload Love, the Mosaic Music and Arts Cafe up in Santa Fe actually has an event. We'll go into more detail about that because it really kind of applies to some of what we're going to be talking about in this segment. And then, of course, Family Life is up at Tamaya with the Weekend to Remember, the 14th through the 16th. But Lisa Anderson joins us from Focus on the Family. We're going to be talking a little bit about Valentine's Day and how to approach it from the mindset of a single person, or just, you know, maybe to be more aware of those around you that are going to be possibly having a difficult time with the day, or have very different plans than you may expect. But Lisa, thanks so much for taking the time to join us.
Well, wonderful to be here as always. So,
and I'm going to throw it to you for those who haven't heard us chat before. Your place at Focus on the Family and what you oversee, and how this conversation you are more than prepared to talk about.
I am. So I've actually navigated quite a few Valentine's Days being single and running Boundless at Focus on the Family, which is primarily young adults, 20 and 30 somethings, who demographically are mostly single. And so it's one of those, like, is this holiday like for us at all? Like, what are we even doing here? And quite frankly, Steve, coming off of Thanksgiving and Christmas and New Year's, when all of the questions seem to be laser pointed at us of like, how's your love life? Do you have anyone? Is there anything for the new year for you? I think Valentine's Day sometimes can be kind of wearying for single adults. But you know what? We're rising above.
Well, and I appreciate the time you're taking to speak to others, because there's people who, as the date approaches, I imagine, Lisa, here we go again. But there's great opportunity to celebrate as we approach February 14th. And, let's maybe start with some of what you touched on. Are those that maybe they're married, or another that are planning on doing something special on that day or evening. But maybe some of the things that they may consider as they approach that day, being around others who may be sensitive in this area.
Sure. Yeah. And it's funny you mentioned that, because as I talk to my married friends, I don't know, I'm kind of like, does anyone like Valentine's Day? Because I feel like I talk to marrieds who are, especially guys, who are like, I don't know what to do. I'm not going to be able to get a reservation. I'm not going to meet my wife's expectations. Now I got to go out and buy some kind of gift for her, and I don't know what it is. And so it really is funny. I think the only people who benefit from this are like Hallmark and, florists.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, right.
It is kind of interesting, but I do think there's an opportunity for all of us collectively. I mean, clearly it is a holiday that has been mass marketed and commercialized and all the things, and it is generally focused on romantic love. But I think it's something where we can all kind of pause and just say, hey, how can we look outside of ourselves and really consider love, especially as Christians? What does it look like for us to love others and to be someone who, whether you're married or dating, in those contexts, it's like, am I loving and honoring this other person? What does it look like for me to be selfless in this relationship? And then extending that net a little further and saying, the people in my church or in my community or in my own family who may not have that significant other, what does it look like for me to see them and to hear them and make them feel special as well? And so, I think first and foremost for singles, Steve, we often forget that single adults make up 50% of the U.S. population now. And so, I think we often think like, oh, we're just this minority or whatever, but, they are now 50% of the U.S. adult population. So that matters. And then I think in that context, it's like, yeah, what does it look like for us to realize that our relationship status is not the biggest thing about us? And right. So whether you're single or married, you know, no married person wants to be like, oh, the only thing I want to talk to you about is your marriage. Well, no, we're individuals first, and certainly made in the identity of God himself. And so what does that look like?
Yeah. And I love you kind of went there, you know, whether or not we're in a romantic relationship, whether dating or married, you know, that's not what defines what, and as a Christian, especially, what should define us is our love for Christ and our relationship with him.
Yeah. And it, you know, it's funny. I mean, marrieds never want to hear me say this, but I always have to remind folks that, you know, marriage is a beautiful picture of Christ in the church. And the Bible begins with marriage. It ends with marriage. God has authored marriage. It is for most people and is a good thing, but it is not eternal. The relationship that will last, I mean, eventually we will be Christ's bride. And so the fact that there is no marriage in heaven means that, man, there are a lot of great things about marriage here on earth, but there's an even better reality that we're moving towards in relationship with Christ. And so that's something that we all have access to, and we can all be leaning into as we trust him in all things.
Well, and Lisa, as you kind of alluded to, I mean, you've been through February 14th as a single person more times than one, and not to say, you know, that ever, you know, you had difficulty on those days. I can't begin to think what kind of feelings you may have had, but speak to the person who is having those feelings like they're missing something, and you've navigated it. Can you throw out some ideas that would speak to them and lift them up?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's funny because when I talked of that kind of trifecta of holiday horribleness that hits singles coming through Christmas and New Year's and all of that. I actually twice on Christmas Eve, Steve, was dumped in a relationship. I don't know if that's even statistically possible, but I haven't had a breakup over Valentine's Day, so I guess I can be grateful for that. But I think, you know, we have to be sensitive too to those singles who maybe have just gone through a breakup, or there are folks who have walked through a divorce now at the end of the year and are looking at this new year and are wondering, is God going to be there for me? And so singles who are listening, the first thing I want to encourage you to do is don't approach Valentine's Day like you're getting hit with the flu. You know, don't wake up on Valentine's Day and be like, oh my goodness, it's Valentine's Day. This is going to be a horrible day. What am I going to do about it? Because again, you can marshal the meaning behind Valentine's Day in a number of different ways. And I'm a big fan of, you know, I have friends who are dating. I have others who are married in relationships. And I'm like, man, if I have friends who aren't romantically attached right now, I'm a big fan of doing that Galentine's party where you just get some girlfriends together and maybe it's about celebrating friendship and just the great relationships that you have. Because again, we're not all called to be dating and not even all called to marriage, but we're all called to relationships, Steve. And that's something that we need to invest in. And so one of the big things I've loved to do in recent years is I have some dear elderly friends, some elderly widows, and I invite them over and we have a little Galentine's party and I make dinner and we maybe watch an old classic movie and I have them tell me stories of when they were younger and dating and what it was like back in the day. And it's just my way of reaching out to women who might otherwise be forgotten and might not have a lot of social opportunities to enfold them and make it something that's bigger than myself. And so maybe there might be a co-ed opportunity. So you might want to host a game night and just get together some of the singles that you know, or quite frankly, singles and marrieds, all those marrieds that don't want to go out to restaurants and all that. So it's an opportunity to say, hey, let's just celebrate our brotherhood, our relationship, our community, especially within the church, maybe invite a couple neighbors and make it bigger than ourselves. I think that's a great strategy for doing that. And also, the, you know, kind of a weird pivot to this that I want to say, Steve, is that, you know, it might be a really hard holiday for some. Like I mentioned, the, you know, you might have gone through a breakup. You might be facing this year and saying, is this going to be another year of the same where I'm just going to have to soldier through singleness? It's also an okay time to grieve what you wish would happen. And so I love the Psalms for this because God actually encourages us to pour out our complaint to him and to grieve maybe what we don't have, to grieve losses that we've had. And so, you know, not that you want to spend all of Valentine's Day doing that, but it's okay to acknowledge this is a hard time for me and my heart hurts and I wish that I had someone else. I wish that I were married and had a family. And God understands that. And not only does he understand, but he cares and he has the power to do something about it. And so that's why I think like not only singles, but then maybe some of the marrieds in church and beyond can encourage singles in this direction as well.
You know, we just recently had someone from Family Life to talk about the Weekend to Remember that's coming to the Albuquerque area. And, you know, I asked him what's one of the favorite things that they do there. And he said, we write a love letter to our spouse. And as you're talking about this, a couple things came to mind. One, you know what? Take time. You mentioned the Psalms. I love that. You went to his love letter to us. But why not take time in your journal or outside your journal and write a love letter to God for all the things that he's done for you? And I would imagine, Lisa, for anyone to do that, it's going to come to front of mind how much our Lord loves us and does for us. It's so easy to get caught up in, you know, singleness or not, to get caught up in things that are less than encouraging. But there's plenty to encourage us, especially if we have a relationship with Jesus Christ and can take that time to really reflect on that.
Yeah, absolutely. And to do it in a sense of gratitude. So when I wrote my book, The Dating Manifesto, one of the things I put in it, in addition to all the how do you do dating well in a culture that has just lost its mind, basically, the latter half of the book is what do I do with singleness in the meantime? And one of my encouragements is to sit down and really chronicle what are the gifts that God has given you in singleness? Because there are amazing opportunities that we singles have that a lot of marrieds, especially marrieds with kids or younger kids, don't have. For relationship, for service, for learning new things, for being part of new things. And so that's something to celebrate and something to lean into and say, wow, that's a good gift. And in writing that love letter to the Lord, you might also want to then expand the tent a little bit and maybe write a note of encouragement, a Valentine to someone else who might be struggling. And I think of, you know, I mentioned my elderly widow friends. There could be someone who's new to the area, newer to your church, who's feeling a little lonely, a little left behind. Again, the opportunity to extend God's love to people beyond ourselves is really a wonderful opportunity at this time of year.
Yeah, the other thing I wanted to key into what you were talking, I heard you say Galentine's Day. guys, that doesn't exclude you. Get the guys together, go watch a game, go play games, go. And like you said, Lisa, maybe a co-ed event, you know, where people are just getting together and enjoying each other's company and having fun. One of the things I teased at the beginning of this was an event that's coming up at the Mosaic Music and Arts Cafe in Santa Fe on Friday, February 14th at 7 p.m. Karen Lafferty, I don't know if you're familiar with Karen, Lisa. She's part of the Jesus Revolution. As a matter of fact, she wrote, well, she didn't write the scripture that it's, that it comes from, but back in the 70s, the song, the worship song, Seek Ye First. But she has a thriving ministry in Santa Fe. She's very artistic and a great place for her to be. They're having a Love is All Around event. It's at the Church of the Nazarene in Santa Fe. That's where the cafe is. It's not really part of the church. The church gives them some space, but it's the Mosaic Music and Arts Cafe. And listen, they even say in their promotion, it's not Valentine's Day. It's not only for people in romantic relationships. It's a day to celebrate love in our lives. And Love is All Around is going to feature worship leader Sandy Hoffman. There's going to be a photo booth. So, you know, I can on Galentine's Day, I can, you know, the gals, they love that, right? They have their fun pictures together. They're going to talk about the story behind Valentine's Day. And yes, you know, you mentioned flowers and cards. Well, chocolatiers do okay as well. They're going to have a special chocolate dessert buffet with items and all kinds of delectable chocolate treats. But the details are at facebook.com/Mosaic Music Arts Cafe. What a great example.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's why I think we can really be creative with this. And again, maybe it's single folks getting together. Maybe it's a group of marrieds who want to have some singles over to their place or want to all collectively go to an event like you just described and just encourage the singles in your life. Because again, it's fun for single adults to hang out with married couples because they'll say, especially younger singles, you know, I want to be where you are someday. And so I would love to just observe your relationship, learn from you, pick your brain, maybe, you know, figure out what are some creative ways that I can be encouraged or be more bold, maybe some of the guys there in pursuing a woman that they might be interested in. And to that point, Steve, again, I want to say Valentine's Day isn't just about doom and gloom as a single and being content in singleness, even though we all should. It might be a little prompt for some people out there to say, maybe I need to give dating a try again, or maybe I need to speak up to that woman that I've been interested in small group and actually do something about it. And at Boundless, boundless.org, my corner of Focus on the Family, we're putting out some new content this coming week around great ideas for double dates that people could do. Basically how to maybe consider you might meet your future spouse if you put your phone down. So that idea of like, let's get rid of our devices and being trapped in looking at our digital tech and instead look at the people around us and have great conversations. So we're doing we have a fun conversation on the show about our favorite romantic movies and rom-coms. So we're keeping it fun and we're giving folks opportunities to say, you are called to be faithful in the season you're in. And today I am single. And as a single woman, I'm going to walk that out with confidence and joy. But it doesn't mean that God doesn't have a story for me in the future that will change. And so I need to be open-handed about that.
Well, and let me see if I can spoiler on part of what you're talking about, that eventually it'll be posted at boundless.org. A favorite rom-com. Is there one that comes to mind?
Oh my goodness. I have so many. So, okay. First of all, Steve, one of my favorite movies of all time, and this is so cliche for women, is the long version, the BBC version of Pride and Prejudice. Okay.
Oh, wow.
And I know a lot of men there are collectively groaning because it's literally 5.5 hours long. And they're like, please don't tell me I need to watch this. But here's the thing. There are so many remakes of Pride and Prejudice that people don't even realize. So the movie, the very popular rom-com, You've Got Mail, is a remake of Pride and Prejudice, which actually it's a remake of The Shop Around the Corner, which is a remake of Pride and Prejudice. The movie Bridget Jones's Diary is a remake of Pride and Prejudice. There is a movie called Bride and Prejudice. That's the Indian version of Pride and Prejudice. So it's just fun to kind of like sample a lot of those things. There are other ones out there that we talk about in the show. So people have to check it out because we kind of duke it out. We fight for our favorites and it ends up being a really fun segment because we have guys on there who are talking about their favorites. And of course I try to shoot everyone down and make my favorites the best. So it's a fun segment. Yeah.
Well, you know, I would actually have to really put some thought into it. The one that pops to my mind, it's funny you said Meg Ryan and you mentioned You've Got Mail, but Kate and Leopold is one that, I thought was well done. It's got some good humor and it's a little, you know, I'm a little bit of a sci-fi guy. I like sci-fi movies and it's got some time travel, but that's kind of a fun one. But boundless.org, that'll be the place to look for that conversation.
Absolutely. That's coming up this coming week. The show will release on Thursday. So.
All right. Well, Lisa Anderson's been our guest from Focus on the Family. As always, Lisa, so much appreciate your time and not only on today's show, but all the work you put in at Focus on the Family to provide content for the ministry that you're focused on. And we'll look forward to having you back on again.
Thanks again, Steve. We love it.
All right. And thanks for listening to ABQ Connect. All right. I think we did okay.
Yay.
Way to go. All right. Well, off to work. I've got.